Okay, so we're talking about Fontana's revenue situation. What is the situation right now?
Well, what we're doing is we estimate that through June 30th, we're going to be $6.8 million in sales tax reductions. And, you know, with cities nowadays, that is your biggest pie because we don't get redevelopment residual anymore. There are so many deletions that have been done. So we've really put a lot of effort into our businesses bringing those sales tax in. The other part is our recreation revenues, which is where people rent our halls. We have classes. Fontana has 40 parks. So we have major activity going on all the time. Young people playing softball, baseball, renting the fields. We know that's reduced by $1.5 million. And then because of the cancellation of events, then we've got the transit occupancy tax, which is the hotel tax. That's going to be reduced by $250,000. And that's because nobody's traveling. So we're getting creative about how we set our tone. And I was just on an interview in our newspaper because I feel strongly that it's going to be our role, particularly mine, to bring us back better. So we're putting together the Fontana Economic Recovery Task Force, and it's going to be composed of our genius mind businesses as well as citizens and other groups coming together. How do we do this better? How do we work to bring people back from the dead? So that's going to be the big focus. But that's a lot of money for our city to mess up on. So we're actively trying to figure out ways now how we can either reduce that impact or make up for it.
Yeah, and I know you probably don't know exactly where yet, but where will those cuts be?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're asking our department heads to give us ideas where we can at least cut $2.5 million. I'm a little amazed, and then I'm not. A lot of the cities have already started projecting layoffs and furloughs and all those items that I think always should be a last effort because you want to continue the service that you give to your citizens. It's been a month, almost 2 months, since this first hit, and probably the biggest impact was the last 4 weeks. And people are already throwing everybody out the window, and we're not going to do that. So we're going to be reviewing our revenue and our expenses on a quarterly basis, keeping our eye on it, and continue to work with everyone to make sure that we can come up with suggestions or ways where we don't have to start announcing these things. And so I'm upbeat about this. I think we can do this. I don't think it's going to come to that level, but, you know, at the same time, you have to monitor and be cautious. So we're waiting for them to bring in those cuts, and hopefully it will not impact service to the public. And then I'm also encouraged with Congress and the Senate looking at the possibility. You know, that bill they did, the CARE Act, it only helped 500 and above. And initially I had issues even with our county because when you look at their unincorporated areas, they only came to 317,000 in population. But yet, all the cities collectively come to 1.7 million. So we know that some of that population that got them over that threshold came from us, but we can't enjoy those funds. But they are beginning to have a better understanding how those funds can be used, because, for instance, San Bernardino County got upwards of $381 million, but it's related to this virus and the activity around that. So they can't write us all a check. A lot of cities have demanded of their counties to do that, and that's not going very far because we all know they're going to be audited and they have to use those funds for the virus and activities related to that, but they are open to talking to us about our needs, like if we're doing a food bank or we're doing something related to this virus that possibly they can pay our vendors. So that's going to help. And then we've got a very, very active United States Conference of Mayors, which I'm a part of. We are writing letters calling up our federal level legislators, asking them to consider passing that next bill and including all cities, all sizes. People keep forgetting that these large cities, they are large, but 79% of this country is built on the small cities, similar to the plight of the small businesses. And that's the other part we're working with is our Fontana Chamber of Commerce. We're actively assisting their efforts by making sure that all their members understand how to apply for SBA. We don't want to lose one business. We're trying our best, and we're hoping that more and more people are doing what they need to do to be ready when the state does open up so that we can help them start humming all over again. So there's a lot going on around here.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And Fontana has a pretty diversified job market, right? How does that factor in?
You know, I love it. I had an interview with CBS this last Friday. They started off the question with, why is it that you all are still working? Because we diversified with our logistics, our transportation, manufacturing, warehouse, and also we don't just get stuck on one job sector where we have a really great health care because of Kaiser being here. And we've got not the biggest retail, but we're not doing bad. But we have these other sectors like manufacturing and logistics that people are working. I've been in touch with the larger property manager firms that handle the rentals in our community, and everybody paid their rent in April. They saw 97% of the rents come in. That's a great number, which tells you people are still working. And we also have a phenomenon that since this occurred, maybe you're getting laid off in one retail area, but then all the markets started hiring. We have a Costco here. They started hiring. We have Amazon. They're hiring like mad. More and more people we're finding, we're starting to post jobs in the Fontana Chamber website. I just designed the billboard, and it's basically Fontana Jobs and the Chamber's website. So we're actively going to be contacting all our business community to see what openings they have so we can get people that have had to be laid off or furloughed back into the market.
Okay.
You know, I feel really bad for our graduates. They're missing their graduation. But my message to them is, let's get you working. Let's get you a job. So that's what I'm going to be working on predominantly this summer, is trying to help our young people land into some type of employment. And that means working with the county, with the development, the Workforce Development Group. And so I've been in contact with their chairman, Phil Cothran, and we're looking forward to working. We already had my Fontana Mayor's Education Coalition, and that was part of that coalition, is to get our young people in careers. So we're going to continue that work.
Okay, great. What else do you want the public to know?
You know, we're challenged with getting more testing. Our city in the San Bernardino County area has the largest amount of cases, but we have not we've been working with the county trying to get a testing center in Fontana. And I'm not giving up. I think we're going to see something happen. I'm just not sure when. But I'm adamant about talking with the county, not daily. Let's have a testing center here. Because, you know, it's a little bit easier when people can go right there in their community. They've allowed that in other cities. And I understand that it takes time to get the test and all that. But that's my biggest challenge right now, is to try to get our residents tested. I think that's going to make a big difference in terms of trying to get us open faster. And as the requirements change, now I understand they're down to one symptom. So hopefully we can get that information out to the public and get people to go, even if it's just down the street, to Arrowhead Medical Center. So I haven't given up. I'm working hard. People are calling me daily, emailing and texting me. I want them to know that this mayor will not give up trying to get our area tested. But there are options, and we may have to come out of our norm and drive a little further. But we are continually working with the county to try to get those tests.
Okay, great. Well, Mayor Warren, thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.